The State Fair is a place for tradition, corn dogs, carnival rides, barnyard animals, and politicians. Every year, Illinois Democrats and Republicans each get a day at the State Fair. The agenda is always the same, too. Meet in the morning for a formal brunch, then head out to the fairgrounds for a party rally. Democrats started their day, called Governor's Day because they hold the office according to that tradition. More than 1,000 of them from all over the state met to hear from the party's leaders, including Governor Pat Quinn, who regaled them with a list of accomplishments.
And in 10 weeks after I became governor, working with labor and lots of people, we were able to pass the Illinois Jobs Now plan. It's supported over 400,000 jobs.
Though it was a speech similar to those he'd given before, the audience, made in part of Quinn's employees, ate it up, cheering for Quinn and giving him a standing ovation. The claps were more subdued when former White House Chief of Staff Bill Daley took the podium. Daley's challenging Quinn for the Democratic nomination for governor. He used his first major speech downstate to a large group of the party's base to introduce himself.
Some folks may ask, what can a guy named Daley from Chicago possibly do for Illinois? And it's probably this gentleman over here who said that. Well, I believe that the people of Illinois are fair and decent people, and they want a governor who will lead.
And to knock Quinn, Daley says if Quinn does win the primary, he won't win another term as governor. Head of the Democratic County Chairman's Association, Alan Pirtle, who's from the part of Illinois just outside of St. Louis, tried to minimize the perception the party's divided.
The evening after the primary election results are announced, we're all on board the same train.
But the primary fight is not the only crack in Democrats' armor, though nobody made mention of it during hours of speeches. While the brunch was underway, former Democratic Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. was being sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for using his campaign fund, as the judge put it, like a personal piggy bank. It's the latest in a string of scandals. Then there's the fissures within the party, which are so deep they've landed in court. Governor Quinn's being sued by the General Assembly's Democratic leaders, Senate President John Cullerton and House Speaker Mike Madigan, for canceling legislators' paychecks. But the fair may be the most obvious demonstration of where the party's at. Remember how political rallies are a state fair tradition? Well, not this year. After union members protested him at last year's event, Governor Pat Quinn this year canceled the rally. Instead, he held a sort of picnic that only people with a ticket could get into. He was the only politician to take the stage, and his remarks were brief. The rest of the afternoon, bands performed while the governor either danced or shook hands. Unlike previous years, he was one of the few elected officials in attendance. Audrey Griffith didn't mind sitting down with friends after a long morning of political speeches.
I'm liking it. It's more of an inspiration to people. You know, to be free and enjoy themselves and
have some beer, some Bud Light, it appears.
Oh, and a great meal. Pulled pork.
But Griffith was bothered that one politician never showed up to either the morning meeting or to the fair. The head of the Democratic Party of Illinois, House Speaker Michael Madigan, didn't come at all.
It'd be nice if he thought enough to be with us, you know, and supporting the party and egging people on to support what they believe in.
Madigan's spokesman has not responded to calls asking about his whereabouts, but another Democratic county chair, Macon County's Jim Underwood, was nonplussed by Madigan's absence and dismissed the notion that Madigan could do more to unify the party and help it succeed.
We do so well. I mean, we control all the House and the Senate and the governor's office, so I think we're doing a pretty good job.
This isn't the first time Illinois Democrats have feuded, and yet they're more powerful than ever. To carry on where Underwood left off, Democrats hold not just majorities, but super majorities in both the Illinois House and the Senate. And in addition to governor, the attorney general and secretary of state are both Democrats, too. Republicans will have their day at the fair today. Look for plenty of chest thumping about who's best to pry those positions out of Democrats' hands. I'm Amanda Vinicky.